At 7:05, we have clear to partly cloudy skies and 49 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with a slight chance of rain and a high of 69. Winds out of the south at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Police in Shenandoah report two suspects are in custody on felony sexual assault charges. Authorities say Shenandoah police were dispatched Thursday to an undisclosed location for a possible sexual assault. Following an investigation, officers arrested 19-year-old Joseph Villegas and a 17-year-old male juvenile. Both were charged with lascivious acts with a child and third-degree sexual assault, which are Class C felonies. Their bonds were set at $20,000 each. Neither suspect was able to post bond. They were transported separately to the Page and Montgomery County jails. Six people were arrested on various charges over the past week in Mills County. Three people were arrested on Friday. They include 35-year-old A.J. Sidney Kercheval and 30-year-old Amisha Michelle Davis, both of Omaha, who were arrested following a traffic stop on Interstate 29 near mile marker 40 Friday morning. Both were charged with possession of a controlled substance. Davis was additionally charged with interference with official acts and for being a fugitive from justice. Her total bond amounts to $1,300 with no bond on the fugitive charge. Bond for Kercheval was set at $1,000. 63-year-old Jim Dean Avis of Neola was arrested around 8 a.m. Friday in Mills County for driving while barred. His bond was set at $2,000. On May 9th, 49-year-old Michael James Florian of Glenwood was arrested for theft in the third degree with bond set at $2,000. On May 7th, 22-year-old Sarah Jeanette Crozen of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for kidnapping in the third degree, assault while participating in a felony, and harassment. Her bond was set at $17,000. That same day, on May 7th, 39-year-old Joshua James Coder of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail on a Mills County warrant for violation of probation. His bond was set at $6,700. The U.S. Drought Monitor, released on Thursday, showed some improvement for areas in the southern part of Iowa, while other areas continue to deal with and worry about drought conditions. State climatologist Dr. Justin Glisson said many counties in southern Iowa were taken out of the abnormally dry or D0 category. Currently, he said all drought coverage for Iowa is either in central or northern Iowa. He cited rainfall totals of anywhere from 1 to 3 inches as the reason why parts of southern Iowa were removed from the D0 category. Glisson said Iowa farmers have had a great window to get crops planted at a solid pace, although there is concern for growers in northwest Iowa, specifically where drought conditions have reached the D2 or severe category. He said we would need normal and above average rainfall moving forward to really keep drought conditions status quo or to start chipping away at those precipitation deficits. The good news for the coming week, according to Glisson, is that rain and warmer conditions are in the forecast for much of Iowa. Well, on Friday, Iowa Department of Public Health Director Kelly Garcia sent a letter to school superintendents, child care providers, and local public health departments with regard to updated COVID-19 guidance. Garcia said the Iowa Department of Public Health has adjusted its guidance to recommend that schools and child care settings approach COVID-19 like other child illnesses. The guidance comes in consultation with the Department of Education, which underscores that the overall health and well-being of children must be the primary focus, according to Garcia, who said also we are concurrently revising our COVID-19 guidance for school and child care settings, including quarantine guidance, to recommend that while COVID-19 positive and symptomatic children should be excluded, exposed children should no longer be required to stay home regardless of mask usage. Moreover, says Garcia, when there is a positive case, parents should be given information around exposure to COVID-19 in order to make their own informed decisions regarding risk. To that end, she said, while we acknowledge that some parents may want their children to continue to wear a cloth face covering for reasons that make sense for their family or that child's individual health condition, Garcia says we urge schools and child care settings to provide parents and students with the option to make their own decision about mask usage. And as the school year winds down, she says, and summer school and camps begin, we must work together to continue to support a flexible approach. To that note, officials of the Audubon Community School District announced Friday on social media that starting immediately, mask usage is a personal choice for all students, staff, and community members at all school events and during the school day. Students exposed to a positive case of COVID-19 will no longer be required to quarantine. Only the positive individual will be required to quarantine. Superintendent Eric Traeger said, because of this guidance, we will no longer be encouraging mask usage at school. We will, however, continue to fully support all staff, students, and community members who choose to continue the use of face coverings. And Drager said, we want school to be a safe and supportive place for all people. Iowa's largest grocery store chain is now offering COVID-19 vaccines to young people ages 12 to 15. Ivy says the Pfizer vaccine is available free, but kids do need their parents' consent and a parent needs to accompany them for the shot. Dr. William Ching, a pediatric hospitalist at Unity Point Health St. Luke's Hospital in Cedar Rapids, says if more children are vaccinated, it'll get us closer to herd immunity.
These things are game changers that will do so much to restore normalcy for our children and our families.
Dr. Joel Waddell, a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Unity Point Health in Des Moines, says there's much more to consider with a vaccine other than just protecting children against developing severe cases of COVID, because it will do that and will also help with mental health and let kids start to return to a sense of normal, he says, like visiting friends and family and even going to summer camps.
There is immediate benefit of giving this vaccine, and I think it's going to loosen things up a little bit in terms of what activities are safe.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now recommends the Pfizer vaccine be given to kids as young as 12. Ching says in the trial, out of children who got the vaccine, zero contracted the virus, and there were no serious side effects related to the vaccine. Both doctors made their comments on Iowa Public Radio's program called Talk of Iowa. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.